Welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. My name is Joe Jordan. I'm excited about today's episode. Today, we got a good one for y'all today. A good one. We got my man Davey Dollars here. We got Mr. You Done Some himself. And we got a big game to talk about. We got to talk about the game of the week, Sunday night, Dolphins versus Eagles. We got J-Mo here representing the Dolphins, and AJ going to be here any second now representing them Eagles. So, how y'all doing, fellas?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. Oh, first things first, I know Dave gonna say it too, but shout out to Asia Wilson and the Aces, back-to-back champs. And yeah, say shout out to them. And shout out to the Wizards, man, and one Wizards, that is, Jordan Poole, 41, preseason or not. How y'all? It's okay, Dave. Making great, my way, man. Downtown.
I'm great, man. Having a great day, you know, spending time with my boys for the rest of this week. We got some stuff to talk about today. There's some drama going on in the NBA. Like you said, big game happening on Sunday. And then we got a game tonight. But before we get started, you know we got turned up. It's Thursday. Thursday night football. So let's turn up, Tomo. Turn me up. Up, up, up. And we can't introduce our guest without the MVP chance.
Oh, you already know.
Coming in from Miami, Florida. Also Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The MVP refused to lose himself. 6 milli, J-Mo.
Okay.
They were late.
Yes, sir, man.
Take delay.
Yes, sir, man. It's always a blessing to be on here, man. Appreciate y'all. You know, we about to talk some sports. We about to make some jokes. About to have a good time. You know, I'm waiting for that eagle. I'm looking for that eagle. Where he at, man? Pull up, AJ.
Before we get started, by the way, Justin, I just got some news that Justin Fields will not be playing in week seven.
Tanking. Did I say tanking? But look, you know what's funny? I think it's funny. J-Mo, a Philadelphia Sixers fan, and his Miami Dolphins is playing the Philadelphia Eagles. So, like, how do it feel, J-Mo, that Mike McDaniel, also, I want to ask you this, how does it feel that Mike McDaniel shows up and supports the Miami Heat? I don't know if you feel like in the playoffs, like if y'all play Miami Heat in the playoffs, your head coach is gonna be in the stands rooting for Miami Heat. Like,
man,
you ever talk about that?
Yeah, but you know, long as my football season on, he with the Dolphins. That's all that matters, man. That's
I'm just kidding.
Hey, look, I'm only gonna care about things I can control, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, let's bring it our guest. All right, our other guest, you know, AJ2K, Philadelphia Eagles finest. All right, let's bring him in.
Philly. AJ2K. What's going on, my guy?
Not much, man. My bad if I have any type of connection issues, man. My stuff acting a little wonky right now. So if I like to act a little weird, it should be straight now, but we're gonna see. Hopefully it's good for the show.
That sounds like your offense.
ranked second in the league ahead of the Cowboys. What that say about y'all?
I knew that was good.
Is that the Jets Stadium?
Oh, man, everybody connection just went crazy.
Yeah. I was gonna say maybe
get this show started, y'all. Come on.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
I don't know what's going on right now, but look,
I'll say my joke
all,
later.
Listen, y'all. I need. All right, we need y'all to like this video on 3 platforms because we are streaming it on X, Facebook, and YouTube. So like it on all 3 platforms. Share this video on all 3 platforms. Need more people watching this. And also follow and subscribe if you haven't done it so far. And appreciate everybody who's done it so far. Use that comment section. We can see all the comments that we'll be putting out throughout the show. You know, you throw a comment up there, we're going to put it on the screen. If you put a super chat out there, we're going to pause, hold up. And we're going to stop everything we're doing and actually read the screen, whatever message you have for the panel, all right? All super chats are welcome and I appreciate it. And last but not least, enjoy the rest of the show. Tomo, the floor is yours.
Hey, man, you know, They say it was a show that used to come on when I was a young kid, you know, Carmen Sandiego. Like, where is Carmen Sandiego? She could be anywhere in the world. She could be in, well, I don't want to bring up Israel, but we know what's going on over there. But she could be in Houston. She could be in Brooklyn. She probably could be in Philadelphia. But at the rate that James Harden be traveling, we might as well call him the bearded travel agent or the bearded travel agency, because Ben Simmons did the same traveling like him. So, of course, we got to talk about it, man. Do y'all think that James Harden will finally get traded from the Philadelphia 76ers? He done missed two practices. He told Daryl Morey he's a liar. Then he came back and said, you know what? It's like a marriage. We have our ups and our downs. But then he's acting like he still don't want to be there. We got a 76ers fan here. You also got somebody with Philadelphia in the background. I know you're in a 76ers fan, but J-Mo, this your team, man. You got to cheer up, man. You're looking upset right now, man. You think he finally going to get traded?
I think he will eventually get traded. I'm not sure what's going to happen immediately or soon, because like his performance in the closeout game. I mean, it's as simple as that. Like, that affected the whole situation that's happening right now, if you ask me. I'm not sure what exactly was said between him and Daryl Morey. I know what everybody think. He said, I'm either going to extend your contract or trade you. And then he didn't. Now he's reneging on a verbal contract. So I would love to hear Daryl Morey's side of it. But, you know, I don't know when that's going to come out, or if he going to be the one saying it? So we don't know that. But I think that James Harden has to either be – he can have his trouble with the front office, because he don't even say Daryl Morey's name no more. He just be like front office. So I think that he either needs to, like, come to practice and be all in and be a professional, or stay away from the team until we trade you. And the reason why I don't think that they're going to pull the trigger extra fast on trading him and let him, you know, just bogart the team is because if you look at the landscape of the Eastern Conference, with or without him, we're pretty much in the same spot. With or without him. Like, with or without him, people think we're going to lose to the Bucks. People think we're going to lose to the Celtics. Maybe the Heat, just because, you know, what they've been doing in the playoffs the last couple of years. But other than that, even without Harden, we're not losing to none of the other teams. We're not, if Embiid is healthy. So I just feel like without Harden, we can get just as far as we got with him. So I don't think they're really pressing to pull the trigger to get him out of there, as long as he stays away from the team. Because if he's in and out of practice, in and out of the lineup, it's going to become a distraction, whether they realize it or not. And even if he wanted to be in and out of the lineup, in and out of practice, he hasn't earned that right. Not as a Sixer. He has not earned it. So I think that, like I said, he either needs to be all in, because Embiid said, I don't know, maybe he has something to do. That's what Embiid said. Embiid be lying. Embiid just be, look, that's them, man. I'm just trying to come to practice and hoop. Nick Nurse said that he thought everything was copacetic, and now James Harden just not showing up. So it's a miscommunication there. So I honestly feel like James Harden could be a total professional about the situation. Like, I'm not going to be there. Okay. So, and the coach and the players probably wouldn't have beef with him. That's between him and the front office. But I still stand where I stand. I think he either needs to be all in and be a professional. And if he's not, I understand. Just don't come around until we trade you, because it's going to become a distraction to the team. This Maxi year.
Hey, well, I know we got a video queued up. My bad, y'all. I know y'all seen the video down there. You want to play the video right quick?
No, I had that for when I go. No,
excuse me. So, hey, hey, James Harden, before you go, AJ, special message from my man, J-Mo.
Do me a favor, please. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Go ahead, AJ.
Oh, man, James Harden get on my nerves, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not even a James Harden. I'm not even a fan of the team, the Sixers. I got, you know, no hate towards them, you know what I'm saying? But everywhere he go, it's an issue. Everywhere he's at, it's some type of problem. It's some type of issue. OKC, they decided to pay Ibaka. You ain't getting the kind of money you want. Ah, I want to go. All right, well, they let you go. You go to Houston. Now you the man. You getting buckets. You getting what you want over there in Houston now. Oh, we ain't got enough to win the championship. Let me get Chris Paul. Okay, they go get Chris Paul. All right, now they competing. Oh, now you missing 27 straight threes. you know, to advance. Okay, well, that ain't work. Chris Paul is the issue. Okay, what you want, James? Let's go get Russ. Okay, we'll go get Russ. Let's go get Russ. See how this works out with Russ. Oh, we got something going. We got one of the best offenses in the league. You know, Russ is playing great basketball. Come playoff time, it don't work. Oh, it's not working out with Russ. You know what? I want to trade. Let me out of here. Let me get to Brooklyn. Okay, they trade you to Brooklyn. You get to Brooklyn. It ain't working in Brooklyn. Oh, okay, let me get to Philly. Let me go play with Embiid. Issues there. Bruh, at some point, you got to realize all these teams can't be the issue, bro. It's you. It's you. And at the end of the day, like, I'm not mad at ownership for if they lied, they lied. They probably did lie. It's business. That's basketball. That's football. That's sports. You didn't got paid, bro. You didn't got all the extensions and all the bread you could possibly ask for your performance. You know who really lied? You. You want right. As kind of an average player come playoff time. You have moments where you go crazy. Like, oh, snap, he went for 40 in the playoffs. And it's like, we were shocked. We were shocked he went crazy in the playoffs. Okay, Harden might, you know what I'm saying? Next game, nowhere to be found. Embiid come back, nowhere to be found. Then out of nowhere again, he dropped 40 again. Oh, he's back. He's back. Game 7, where you at? Nowhere to be found. But you still want max dollars. So you want him to pay you what you think you worth, but you not playing what you playing like what you think you worth. It don't work like that. That's not business, bro. That's not business. So now you want out again. He's a liar. He's this. He's that. I'm trading him to the highest bidder. I'm trading him to the highest bidder. I don't know if he has any no trade clause in his contract or anything like that. But if he don't, bruh, if I got to send him to Toronto, I'm sending him to Toronto. If I got to send him back to OKC, you're going to OKC. Whoever giving me the most, that's where I'm sending him. Because I could care less. Daryl Morey has looked out for this man at every turn. Now, this one moment where it's like, you know what? I don't think you're going to really get paid that amount of money, bro, because you're not really paying. You're not really playing like the amount of money you asking for. Now it's a problem. He a liar, all this, that, and the third. Trade him to the highest bidder, bro. That's what I would do. I wouldn't even ask him where you want to go. He's somebody else's problem after we get rid of him. That's how I see it.
How come he don't want me, man?
Take it away, Joe.
Man, AJ took the words out of my mouth, man. Trading to the highest bidder, it's only one bidder. That's a problem. But look, before I get to my speech, I'm going to just play this. This is what he had to say at the press conference, on the media day. All right? Here we go.
That you and the front, you had a relationship for 10 years. Do you think this is something that can be repaired? I mean, could you think that it can? Why is it that? Why do you think
when you, this is not even about this situation, this is in life. Like, when you lose trust in someone, you know what I mean? It's like a marriage. Like, you lose trust in someone, it's like hot, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's pretty simple.
Do me a favor, please.
Hey, bro. My bad, Dave. Oh, snap. He took us down. My bad. Hold up. My bad.
All I ask.
All right, let's get focused. Let's get focused. All right. All right. Look, I don't know about y'all. He just looks salty. Look, when he tried to give the example, he couldn't even complete it because he wanted to make it sense, right? He said, it's like a marriage. You know, it's always bad to it. I'm like, nah, bro. It don't make sense. All right. But AJ, you said everything right. He got everything he asked for. When things don't go his way, he runs immediately. I mean, he take off. He's like he said, OKC, he didn't get paid the money he wanted. They sent him to a desirable situation, right? To Houston. Like you said, they get on Chris Paul, get on Russ. They traded all these centers. They did all that stuff with this dude, right? Send him to Brooklyn, send him to Philly. He get to Philly. This is where I really want to be whole time anyway, right? You can have two good games running the stairs at the end of the game. Everybody like, oh, Kendrick Perkins called him Shaq and Kobe. Get to the playoffs, same James Harden. Nothing changed. And then now he want to leave again because he didn't perform. See, here's the problem. He's going the same path Carmelo went through. We saw Carmelo go through the same thing. They didn't want to – well, Carmelo was different. His situation was more so I didn't want to accept my role off the bench. I want to be a starter. James Harden's style of play is not conducive to winning for anybody in the NBA right now. I don't even know why the Clippers want him. Tell you the truth, you already got Westbrook. He's gonna be your ball handler. Why do you want James Harden? So, all right, and my question is, do they really want James Harden? The fact that they said Terrence Mann is untradeable just tells me they just trying to please somebody in the Clippers organization. Somebody in the Clippers organization has said, we should go get James Harden. They said, all right, we're going to try to get him, but Terrence Mann is untradeable. And Daryl Morey is so stubborn, he's going to be like, nah, you got to add Daryl Morey to it. Add Terrence Mann to it. So the only way I can see him getting traded is if a team is on the rise and then they star player get hurt or they second best player get hurt and they need another guy, you know, then he might get traded in the middle of the season. But other than that, he might sit out the whole year. Like J-Mo said, he got to make a decision. Either you with us or not. He didn't earn his right to pick and choose to play hopscotch in and out. I mean, Ben Simmons, he didn't earn his right either. It's the same thing, right? So if I'm just put up in 76ers with Nick Nurse and new coaching staff and everything, I'm like, bro, either you with us or not. And to be honest with you, I think they're better without him. Let me tell you why. Because Embiid has an issue of deferring too much. He has an issue with that. In the playoffs, he deferred to James Harden too much. James Harden slows down the pace for the Sixers, all right? Dribble, 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 dribble. Shot clock running out, give it to Embiid, make a move. So I think if James Harden is not there, Embiid will be more aggressive because Maxi is a good player, but he's not a superstar. He's not a former MVP like James Harden. He's not getting paid top dollars. So I think if James Harden is not there, it would be better for the Sixers. And I really like Nick Nurse. I like what I'm hearing about Nick Nurse so far. I'm here listening to interviews, all that stuff. I think the Sixers will actually be better than last year. So I'm not saying they would beat the Bucks or beat Boston, but it might sound crazy. They might got a better chance without James Harden, for real. So that's my thoughts on that, because you look at other people like Donovan Mitchell. It was only one team available, right? The Knicks. Dang, only one team. But then people swooped in last minute to go get both of those guys. I don't see that happening with James Harden at all. If the Clippers don't get him, He's not gonna be on the team.
Hold on, I don't know who next, but before you go, Joe, to what you saying as far as like the role of our team without James Harden, Tobias Harris is better as a third option than he is as a fourth option.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Definitely makes a lot of sense. AJ, I'm glad you brought up the money. I want to go over what he's made so far in the NBA. So he's made $337 million in the NBA.
Ooh.
Well, OKC, he made $12 million. With Houston, where he played most of his career, he made almost $180 million. He made $63 million in just 2.5 seasons with the Brooklyn Nets. Mm. And in 3.5 seasons, he made $83 million. He's going to make $83 million with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Tell him to bring me my money.
Now, if everyone remembers last season in the offseason, he waited to get a contract extension because he wanted certain players to sign with Philadelphia. PJ Tucker was one of those guys. I believe it was Eddie Howe. Daniel House was another one of those guys. They signed players that he played with in Houston in order to come and play there because Daryl Morey did whatever he could to go and trade for him. And he told Daryl Morey, I'll wait for the money, sign the players so we can compete for a championship. When it came down to the point to where you are actually competing for a championship, you only showed up in 2 games.
Literally.
It's a 7-game series. 2 out of 5 ain't enough. And you're expecting everything to be handed to you, James Harden? I'm sorry, you're tripping. You're lucky to even still be on the team. Then you try to get your way to Houston. Houston said, nah, I don't want you. Got Ime Udoka over there. He like, nah, I'm good. We got these young players over here. And they just traded away Kevin Porter Jr. to OKC Thunder. He good over there. Ain't no one else really trying to come and get you. And then Daryl Morey is trying to get a first-round unprotected pick and Terrence Mann for you. And the Clippers like, what? For who? James Harden? Is this the James Harden that choked in the playoffs to San Antonio Spurs when he was there? The same one that choked in the playoffs against Damian Lillard in the Blazers when he had Dwight Howard? The same one that choked in the finals when he, the only finals he's ever been to when he was the third best player coming off the bench? He was missing free throws. That James Harden, that's who you want a first round pick for at this time, at this point in his career? The one that showed up fat in Houston when he wanted to get traded? Man, please. You better get up out of here. You better be lucky we trade you anywhere. We have your bird rights. We trade you to whoever we want to trade you to. And everyone in us in the league ain't fighting to go and get you. So, like J-Mo said, you better either be all in or just be quiet. And just do what you got to do. Go out there and play, or don't play at all. Plain and simple.
Dave hit him with the Soulja Boy. James? Nah, AJ, when you said trade him to the highest bidder, that's the streets. Because ain't nobody in the NBA going to be like, look, man, y'all don't want him. He don't want to be here. And I'm sure not giving you what you asking for him. Like what you said, Joe, about them saying with Terrence, man. Like you said, somebody went upstairs. They was like, look, man, they want Terrence, man. Do you want to give him up? James Harden, I mean, we already know Kawhi may not play half the season. Paul George doing his podcast. So you sure you want James Harden to come over here? And we got Russ. You sure you want this? All right, I go back to him. And when they got downstairs, they was like, no, we're not giving up Terrence, man. We're not going to do that. That person probably got fired. They probably did, but they did the right thing for now. James, it's not a marriage, because if it was a marriage, you would have sat down with Daryl Morey and had the one-on-one. That's why it's called marriage counseling. Think about the one person who got you to Philly. Think about the person who got you paid in Houston, who got you all those players in Houston. It was Daryl Morey. Now y'all are calling him a liar. I don't know what type of Ike and Tina situation y'all got going on, but that ain't no marriage that I ever heard of. So, James, I don't think he actually going to get traded. Worst case scenario, they just buy him out and tell him go on about your life.
Buy him out. Derrick Pell don't have his contract.
Yeah.
That's probably why he want to go to the Clippers, because, like, they are – like, every year Kawhi get hurt. Like, I'm not trying to speak into existence, but it is what it is. Every year he get hurt. Paul George might get hurt. I don't know another team in the NBA that's going to pay him the money that he wants. I don't know another team. The Clippers may have to if those players get hurt, because they're going to be – But I'm saying, though, they're not going to have to pay him, but there's a chance that they will pay him if those other dudes get hurt, because they're like, we stuck with Harden. But they might not even pay him. They might just tell him to leave, we'll rebuild. Like, I don't see another team that's going to want to pay him the money he wants. So, like, I don't know how long it's going to take. Maybe, like AJ said, the highest bidder. But, I mean, bro, you could give me a Miami Dolphins PlayStation 5 controller. You feel me? And a six-pack of Miller Lite. I'm good.
And the thing that nobody is really talking about that needs to be discussed, too, is like, dang, bro, you just going to leave your teammates hanging at every turn, huh? Like, you just don't care about none of your teammates. You, like, we all probably didn't in this, you know, on this show didn't play sports. Like, you just going to leave all your guys hanging like that? Like, saying
Boogie said that in Houston.
Yeah, like, I just say that, Boogie.
Boogie said that in Houston when he was sitting out. He was like, man, I understand you got problems, but we trying to win. So, you carrying us.
John Wall.
Yeah,
first day there.
That's the part that killed me. It's like, bro, you got teammates in there that's kind of counting on you to come in and be James Harden. You know what I mean? But you up here talking about money at every turn, and this person lied and all that. I'm pretty sure you done lied too, bro. I'm pretty sure you done your fair share of lying to all these organizations, and dang sure to your teammates for sure. It's happened, bro. So it is what it is. At the end of the day, it's business. Like, you want to get paid like a max player, play like a max player. Play like a max guy. Perform. You know, these two got together. They supposed to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. And that's just a fact.
Easy.
And beating them, they supposed to take them guys. That duo is supposed to take them guys to the next level. And the fact that they still want the amount of money that you asking for, bro, they got to the same spot without you that they did with you, bro. And you want more money? For what? For what production? Like, crazy.
For two measly 40 point games in the playoffs. That's it. And I'm saying measly because it didn't help the team get nowhere.
How you score 2 40 point games and still only average 21 points?
And didn't want to shoot the ball in game set. coming off screens wide open, mid-range three-point shots, whatever. Didn't want to attack the basket. Looking,
he did not want to go to. Oh my gosh, he was on. He must have been on, like, he must have been on the house arrest, on the box. He couldn't go past the paint. My man was avoiding the paint, bro. He, oh my goodness, go ahead.
Nah, this what it was, man. He wasn't playing at an all-pro level. That's what it was.
Uh-oh.
He's just not an all-pro. You know what I mean? And when you are all-pro, you got to show up.
I'm glad I'm here today. I'm glad
yeah,
I'm here.
Let's get it. You know, AP stands for I ain't going to do it today. It's not today. They said put it before the name. And, you know, there's a Philly rapper. Hold on. Let me fix my hat. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, homie. I'm a, you know, any another song is called How You Doing, Ma? Where You Going, Ma? Because it gets no better. Is he going to get better in Philly after they play the Dolphins? We don't know. We got two fans here. You know, we got to ask the question, who wins and why? And I'm going to start with you, AJ, because based upon, you know, our member-only rules, losers go first.
Oh, it's not.
Wow. I feel you. Hey, listen.
We got my shots where I can, man.
Hey, I feel you, bro. I feel you just shooting up arrows from the bottom. I understand, bro.
Hey. I caught about two birds.
I was trying to die. I was like, dang, what's this? Like, move around, bro. What's going on?
They say eagles are blind, so you ran into a jet. Oh.
Hey, it wasn't a cowboy. I know that.
I think we need a cowboy Eagles members
go
only.
Ahead, man.
Oh yeah, when that game called, you know for sure we doing that.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be crazy. About us, we got the Commanders and we got the Cougars. But before all of that, obviously we got these Dolphins, and like the Dolphins are special, bro. I ain't gonna lie, got the best offense in the league. Easily, I really don't think it's close. You could bring up whatever numbers you want to. I think they're number one in basically every statistical category offensively. So they're going to be a lot to deal with, but they come into the link. And I think people underestimate what it is to play in that stadium that's in my background right here. Because in the link, we play our best ball, man. You know, we get nasty out there. We get real physical. We play great. Don't be looking like that. I know y'all got us in the link last year. Yeah, I understand. It's okay. It's okay. The L's happen. The L monster, it happens here and there. It happened to us last week on the road. Jalen Hurts had won 11 straight on the road. And, you know, one thing I want to say today, you know, because last time I was watching Refuse to Lose, it was a whole lot of negativity thrown towards my guy Jalen Hurts. He got 99% of the blame for the team loss, even though the team is amazing. They didn't get just 1% of the blame. You know what I mean? But, you know, the team is just so amazing. It's so great. But they only deserve 1%, even though the offensive line wasn't blocking. But they only get 1%, even though Dallas Goedert catching the ball and giving it to the defender. Oh. They get 1%, even though they get 1%, even though, you know, Devontae Smith, who's supposed to be receiver one, dropping passes wide open. I mean, I understand. I get it. I understand. But I want to talk about the positive things about the Philadelphia Eagles, because while they're 5-1 and they just lost last week, that's the number 2 ranked offense in the league. That's the 9th ranked defense in the league. They rank 5 in sacks. Jalen Hurts, it's been a terrible year. He turning the ball over at a rapid rate. Undeniable. I hate the turnovers. I can't stand the turnovers. I thought 2 of them wasn't his fault last week. The last one was definitely his fault. Like I said in the chat, I feel like that's the first time I've seen him rattled since 2021. Yet and still, he's 8 in passing yards. Yet and still, he got 7 passing touchdowns. That's more than Dak Prescott. That's more than Lamar Jackson. That's more than Matt Stafford. You know, he's tied with guys like Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow. He's top 10 in total touchdowns amongst quarterbacks. He's top 10 in QBR. None of that was brought up last episode, though, that I saw. It was all negativity towards the all-pro quarterback, who's still an all-pro no matter how bad he's played. But to the Dolphins, the Eagles win this football game because I feel like they control the time of possession. That is the key. That offense is as solid as our defense is. It's got a lot of injuries all over the place. A lot of people banged up. Even the guys that's coming back from injury, you know, they still going to be kind of banged up out there. And so the offense has to put up points. When you get in the red zone, you got to score. You can't be settling for field goals. We got to run the ball effectively. Jalen Hurts cannot turn the ball over and give those guys short field opportunities. I don't think he will. And I feel like we find a way to win this football game. I think we get enough stops. Not a ton, But I feel like we play a lot of bend don't break defense against the Dolphins because that's really all you can do. I feel like we get at least one turnover. I think that's all we'll need because I think the offense will put up points. And last thing I'll say is the Dolphins offense is potent. That defense suspect though. They get to the passer, but they like 19th, 20 overall. So I feel like that can be exploited. That's not the Jets defense. That's the Dolphins. So I feel like we take advantage of that. And I feel like we walk away with the W. I'd say it's going to be close. I'd probably say like 30 to 28 on like a Jake Elliott field goal at the very end. That's what I would go with. But I respect the Dolphins, bro. It's going to be a dogfight. I think if it was in Miami, honestly, I'd probably pick Miami. But it's in Philly, so I'm rolling with Philly.
Go ahead, J-Mo.
So where y'all play the Vikings at?
What was that?
Where y'all play the Vikings at?
This season, we played them in Philly.
In Philly? Because they put up 28 in Philly. You think we only putting up 28? That's a good one.
Okay.
I think that's a good one, though. I ain't going to lie, because the Vikings put up 28. Pages put up 20. The Commanders put up 31. No disrespect, Joe. But this is an all-time great offense we're talking about here. So, like I said in the chat, I think y'all going to have to put up 30, 35 to win this game. But I think it's similar kind of on both sides because both of the defenses are counting on getting a rush to the QB. They're counting on the pass rush getting to the QB because as much as people say you get pressure on Tua, it's how you, affect his play. I can say the same for Jalen Hurts. We are tied for third in sacks, and we lead the league in QB hits. Now, some might say that, because we score so many points, we force teams to have to throw the ball all the time, which gives us more opportunities for those QB hits. But it is what it is. Stop us from scoring, maybe we won't get as many QB hits. And I understand the Eagles just came off a loss because that's major in this matchup. They're coming off a loss. Jalen Hurts is not going to try to hold the ball like he did against the Jets, even if we get to him. They're probably going to try to, take what the defense gives them, not try to make the big play players safe because they know their time is precious because when we get that ball, we going upfield. So, and I think that ours is kind of opposite because we took our L after scoring 70 points. We was too high. We had to be humble, and we got humble. And I'm so glad it happened at the beginning of the year. And before the Bills matchup, I said, win or lose is honestly not going to tell me what I need to know about my team. Because I'm not scared of the Bills. I already know we could beat the Bills. But this game right here is going to tell me even more I need to know because this is a road game. I looked at our schedule. I don't know how many more road games we have that really matter, that's going to show people that we're for real. I think this is one of the last road games of the season that's an opportunity for us to show people that we for real. So this is going to be a huge game. What I will say is I'm scared of A.J. Brown because Xavier Howard might not play. He might not play. I think he is, though, but he might not. They say he got a groin injury, but
he's going to play.
Yeah, but a lot of our DBs, man, they're small. They're small. They're not physical. And A.J. Brown, he's a big receiver. And even if he don't got space, he can go up and get the ball. And after he catch the ball, he's hard to tackle because he's a big receiver. And we're not the best tackling team, especially from our defensive backs. So I'm really counting on that pressure to get to Jalen Hurts. I'm not going to lie because our secondary is suspect. But I think that – I don't know if y'all can see this picture. This is the representation of what I think is going to happen.
Hold on.
Oh, you can't see that.
You got
full screen
there. Yeah, we got it. There we go.
Because Darius is going to live up to that name on Sunday. He's going to get slayed. Let me tell you something. Tyreek Hill is on a mission this year, bro. He is not playing. He's on a mission for 2K. He just might get over 2,300. He's going crazy right now. The way our run game is moving, it's pretty much Tyreek Hill's already unguardable. But the way the run game is going, the whole offense is unguardable. So Tua, I like all those stats you read in the beginning too about Jalen Hurts because Tua is better than him in every single one of those categories.
He is.
Let me tell you something, man. I think it's gonna be a good game. And I'm gonna be satisfied either way. If it's a shootout, it's in favor of us. That's what we do. You know what I mean? We got an unlimited clip. We don't run out of bullets. But if it's a close game, which is the you know, a grinded out game, not too many high explosive plays, guess what? We could win those too. We probably haven't shown that we could win it this year because we just been smacking everybody except the Bills. But this team is better than it was last year, and last year they showed me they could do it against multiple teams. So I got us on the strength of we might score 40 just because I'm looking at the other opponents that's been scoring on the Eagles. We might put up 40. And I'm picking us as a Miami fandom, call it what you want. And I'm picking us on the strength of this is the last game of the year on the road that we got a chance to show people that we for real. So we have to win this game, if you ask me. We have to win this game to show people. They always say, oh, we don't care what people think. We all human at the end of the day. We care what people think. We got to win this game to show people that we for real. So Tubby Tua, it's a Tua thing, shawty. Cheaters never win. Cheaters always win.
Can I say this one thing before y'all go? Just last quick notes because I know y'all got to go. I brought up Hurts' numbers because of last show. Like, I wasn't trying to bring it up to compare to Tua. We know Tua having a crazy good year. That wasn't towards Tua. That was for Joe. That's all that was. That was just, you know, he not having an all-pro season, but it's not as bad as he tried to make it seem. That's all it is. To your point about the Dolphins and this amazing offense, they look amazing in Miami. In Miami, they look amazing. On the road, though, they look kind of like us. I mean, they put up, 24 on the Patriots on the road. They put up 20 against the Bills on the road. The only team they gashed like that on the road was the Chargers, who we all know don't have a defense worth talking about. And so y'all look great, you know what I'm saying, in Miami. When y'all come to Philly, we're going to slow y'all down a bit. And to think y'all putting up 40 in Philly, this is what people don't understand. Coming off a loss, we up for this game. This is not no ordinary game. This is not somebody we're going to sleep on. This is not somebody we're looking at as an inferior team. This is somebody that we look at, we respect. We going to be on top of our game for. We upset. We hungry for a dub. It ain't going to be the type of game you think it's going to be, bro. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be a grinded out game. If y'all win, it's going to be close. But 40, not happening in Philly.
As long as y'all ain't eating them W's like Winston, man. As long as y'all ain't doing that.
No way.
Joe, we gotta go last. We're in the NFC East. So Dave, who you got winning and why?
Well, you did say losers go first. Sorry, Dave. I think it's the first time the Commanders won and the 49ers didn't win since All Too Well was created. All right. So I gotta take advantage of it.
You're on mute, Dave.
This whole time I was talking, I had no idea I was on mute. But when I was on mute, all I said was, Joe, you better make sure y'all beat the Giants on Sunday. I think this game is going to come down to the Eagles' offensive line. We all have our consensus that this is the best offensive line in the league, without a doubt. However, the anchor on the offensive line, Lane Johnson, is coming off injury. Don't know how healthy he'll be or if he's going to play, because there has been no indication that he will miss it, but he is still on the injury report. Reports are that Devontae Smith will be playing in this game, so they will have all of their weapons.
Including Julio.
Including the signing of Julio Jones, who they just signed. Was it yesterday or the day before?
It was the day before.
I think this game is also going to be a grind-me-out game. But I more so think that it's going to be a grind me out kind of sort of a shootout. Simply because of everything that AJ and J-Mo has said. Because this is the number one offense in the league, in the Miami Dolphins. Tua has been playing crazy. And I don't know if there's any corner that can contain Tyreek Hill one-on-one. I don't think there's one in the league, not one. I also don't believe that the Dolphins are actually going to be able to create enough pressure against that Eagles offensive line, especially if Lane Johnson is in the lineup, whether he's injured or not. But I believe that the Miami Dolphins offense is going to be too much for the Eagles to handle. I think the Dolphins are going to be able to put up at least 35 points in this game because the Eagles do have some injuries on their defense as well, with Slay coming back, even though he is injured. So I believe that's going to take a toll on that defense. And like I said, I don't think anyone's going to be able to stop Tyreek Hill. Mostert has been playing well as well. I believe he leads the league in rushing touchdowns right now. Tua leads the league in passing. He's number one in the MVP voting right now. If the season ended today, he would be the MVP. And not only that, you still have Jaylen Waddle on that offense. They just went and got Robbie Anderson. I mean, not sure how much of that's going to be. And they got Chase Claypool. Now, a lot of people don't believe Chase Claypool is going to be a difference, but Mike Bedane said they got him because he's fast. So who knows how that's going to be. But I believe that the Dolphins will win this game. I believe it's going to be about 35 to 31. I think that's going to be the score of this game. But I believe the Dolphins win this game.
Yo.
All right. So it's going to be a good game. It's a good matchup. Great matchup. I think the Dolphins are the favorites. It's funny. We're talking about Tyreek Hill, talking about Tua, but we're not mentioning they got the number one rush offense, too. Like, they lead the league in rushing. They lead the league in rushing TDs, and they average 6.5 yards a carry as a team. Like, that's crazy. So, even though, like, I look at the two games you point out, AJ, the Buffalo Bills and the Patriots, both of them have good, really good secondaries. Both of them do, right? Patriots, really good secondary. Buffalo, really good secondary with really good linebackers too, all right? And I think I came on the show and I picked the Bills that week, all right? Because I know what they're about. Now, y'all, on the other hand, is weird because y'all live off the front four, which both of y'all need a front four. The Dolphins secondary can be suspect, like you said, if the front four is not getting pressure. And J-Mo took my notes, all right, as far as the numbers, their first impressions in the NFL. Now, the thing I'm worried about with the Eagles is this. Even though we know the Jets are a great defense, right, they're a great defense, they didn't have a great secondary, though. They were missing three cornerbacks. And they got three interceptions off y'all. So I look at the Dolphins, right, who brings more pressure than the Jets do, right? But if Xavier Howard's not there, that's going to be a big hit for the Dolphins. And then if the Eagles actually listen to your boy Kevo and put Slay on Tyreek Hill one-on-one, it's curtains. I don't know what Kevo was thinking with that one.
He said that?
Yeah, he said that, right? Isn't that what he said? That's what Dave told me he said. All right, I mean, I don't know.
That's absolutely what he said. He said that in the chat. He said they are not going to double or triple team Tyreek Hill.
Come on, man. You got to double Tyreek Hill. You got to defend
that. That's that Eagle fan I'm talking.
Yeah, you have to. And it's gonna be a big task for the Eagles. Now, I do think this game will more say about who the Eagles are versus who the Dolphins are. You know, I think if the Dolphins lose, I'm still looking at the Dolphins like, okay. But I gain more respect for the Eagles if they beat the Dolphins. Dolphins beat the Eagles, I expect that, you know, because the Eagles haven't really played a team like this. You know, I mean, nobody has for real. This team crazy, right? But you know what I'm saying? So they're going to score a lot of points, man, and y'all going to have to keep up. I know y'all going to try to run the clock out, burn the clock out, with our rushing offense, but Swift hasn't been Swift these last few games, you know. So I don't know. It's gonna be a tough task. Y'all missing the offensive lineman. Lane Johnson coming back off injury. If Lane Johnson's playing, I ain't worried about him. He's gonna be good. But the other lineman is hurt. So I'm gonna pick the Dolphins. I think it will be a high scoring game. I do think they will win by maybe 10 points. I don't think it's gonna be a one possession game. I think I'm looking at something like 34-24.
What we got? Eagles, Dolphins, Dolphins, Dolphins. I mean, I gotta come on here and tell y'all that front four, man, with the Eagles is nice, man. You know that Jalen Carter, y'all stole one. Y'all stole one. I ain't even gonna say y'all stole one. It was a gift. He fell to y'all. The rest of the league just slept on him. I don't know why. Maybe they were listening to Dr. Gifts. Umar.
Gifts. More gifts.
I don't know why the Eagles just keep getting more gifts. You know what I'm saying? How are you just sitting up there making moves? Then he's like, you know what? We lost last week. Hurts threw three interceptions to a weak secondary. You know what we're gonna do? We're going to go get another receiver to add to our weaponry, right? Because we got Goddard. We got A.J. Brown going off. He's the number one receiver, clearly, because Smitty just dropped all my hopes and dreams of defending him anymore with all them passes. Then you got your offensive line still making things happen. But then you flip it and you look at the Dolphins. You're like, man, if they turn up, it could be what it can be. But Miami weather is different. Philly, it might be a little cold up here. So we don't know how the offense really going to play when they get up here, right? But then I seen something on Twitter earlier with Jalen. They say Sassy Jalen back. And if Sassy Jalen back, you Jalen Ramsey, that is, then you know what that secondary going to do. They gonna I don't know if he's playing, but you know, just him being the aura. The aura is there. You know?
Like, AJ, like, woo!
Hey, I was checking it though. I said, you in practice. I was like, oh,
I would have reported it if he was playing. He is not playing. They just opened up his 21 days.
He was playing. I'd have had some champagne, bro.
y'all definitely. Yeah, it'd have been a good one because now it's on Devontae and Julio to make some plays because he definitely would have been like, wherever AJ at, I'm at.
Yeah,
you gotta respect it. So, with all that being said, I believe in Tua because, you know, my man, brother, play for the Terps. They doing their thing, too. We lost to Ohio State, but I ain't got nothing to do with this. I really sat back and was like, the Eagles could win this game. They could really win this game by 3 points. And that's just because everything that AJ set up here and said, the tough grit battle, you know, that Philadelphia Bulldog, Beanie Siegel may be in the crowd. You know, I don't know. They may treat this like a homecoming game. We don't know. But if Meek Mill Eagles show up, y'all losing by 20. I'm just letting you know that right now. Beanie Siegel Eagle show up, y'all gonna win this by 3. With that being said, I said a lot. I'm gonna pick the Eagles to win this game by 3 points.
Can I say one thing? Mm-hmm. Also, the Eagles, y'all key is to get to Tua. Tua got sacked 6 times the whole year.
Yeah.
Against the Bills, 4 times.
You gotta think though, the rotations.
That's like the key for both of y'all. Like to get when Jenner is 3-7 when he's pressured 40% times or more. That's only loss when he got sacked 4 times too. So, but Tua gets the ball out quicker than anybody in the NFL.
So fast.
So we've been making jokes about y'all offense all year. Yeah, our number 2, right? And I think y'all just been holding back for a game like this. This is the moment where you're like, all right, we got to match our opponent. So if you are who you say you are. And you've been saying it in the chat. This is the game where y'all got to show us that this is the team that went to the Super Bowl last year.
AJ Brown versus Tyreek.
I honestly think it's going to be more Smitty to be real this game. I think he's hungry to make a statement after what he just did last week. And AJ coming off of 3 back-to-back weeks of, you know, close to 130. I feel like he due for a game where he go for 55 yards and Smitty go for like 100 something yards. That's how I see it going. I think we're gonna get him the ball a lot, get him involved early.
If Tyree do good, you know, AJ gonna be like, you better throw AJ gonna want that. He gonna want, you know, you know how our receivers are.
Yeah, don't let that man show me up in my building now.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm more afraid of AJ Brown just because of the matchup problem with our defensive backs, man. He's on a tear right now, you know. Yeah,
he
was cooking. So,
hey, I get what AJ was saying about Devontae Smith, because isn't he the same one that said that every time he looks at Eli Apple, he shakes his head?
Yeah.
So
he is.
He could definitely be due for it. I would say, I would more so say if AJ Brown doesn't go off, I still think he gets like 85 yards.
That's fair.
I still think he get 100. If this game,
yeah, I think I have a good game. I do. I think I have a good
we
game.
We might all be shocked. This game may be a 7-10 type of game. We don't know.
I don't think.
Yeah, no.
Don't we score 10 points. They noticed I said we was gonna have 10 and not 7. We scored 10. No way.
These offenses too good for that. Both of them too good for that. I think we gonna be up for this. If it's any game we're gonna be up for besides playing the Cowboys, and even this whole stretch, we're gonna be up for most of these games. But
yeah, first
you said what?
Tough stretch.
That's I think this is what we've been. I won't say this is what we've been waiting on, but I think the players, one thing about the Eagles, they hear everything and they talk about it in interviews. Mm-hmm. He talks about it on his podcast. Like, they hear all the talk. They hear about the schedule. They hear Jalen getting slandered. Mm-hmm. They hear about the offense ain't doing this, the defense ain't doing this. So all of that is being talked about in the locker room. So I know it's like, all right, they say we can't compete against these teams. Like, we went to the Super Bowl. They still don't think we can compete with these teams. Let's show them what we made of. And I think I would have less confidence if Hurts connected with Devontae Smith on that deep pass to end the game last week. Coming into this week, I'd be like, because they found a way to win ugly again. So they're going to come out probably ugly again, even in Philly against a better team. But now you done lost. And everybody talking about it. So now it's like, okay, all right, we here. But the Dolphins are great, though. So,
hey, AJ, I do want to say this. When we lost to the Bills, this ain't nothing to do with it, y'all. We lost to the Bills, and I was like, we're going to be ready for y'all because we just took an L. And then some people in your squad was like, oh, Jalen Hurts always ready. That's what I heard. You know, not from you, though. Not from you. I just want to throw it out there. So join the chats. Become a member if you're watching.
Now, you know what you heard, Joe. He said all about this, about them being in the locker room. They was listening to Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. That's what I heard. Going to make a change. That's what I heard. So, hey, I like that song. So, we're going to see what y'all do, man.
Look, man, I'm anxious to see, you know, what kind of plays Mike McDaniel going to draw up. He had one play last week. I was so mad he ran it in the red zone when Mostert had scored. They threw the ball to Mostert in the flats. And you normally when you throw the ball in the flats, it's one-on-one with you in the D-back, the linebacker, or whatever. But when he threw it to him, Smythe was out there, and he had a lead block. So I don't often see a quick little wheel route with a lead blocker in front of him. So that was a nice play. I just want to point that out. But, yeah, I'm anxious to see what kind of plays my man call over there in Lincoln.
It's going to be a good game. If you're not in the chats, become a member. That game, the chat going to be crazy that whole game.
Man.
Yeah.
I already know.
And last time we seen Lincoln in a booth. Matter of fact, we're not gonna go there. We're gonna make these picks right quick on Thursday night. Let's just go down the list right quick. Hey, we got the Saints versus the Jags. Joe, who you got winning this game?
I got the Jaguars winning this game in the defensive battle. I think the score is gonna be 17-13.
Dave?
I got the Saints winning this game. I think their defense is gonna show up more than the Jags. I got this game being like 14-10.
I'm picking the Saints on this one, man. I seen the way Alvin Kamara was looking at Jameis Winston on the bench, and he was like, man, I'm tired of this place, so we need to win. So I got the Saints. J-Mo. Carl, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm going with the Jaguars as well. I think that, like, it's going to be a defensive battle. Like y'all said, both teams are pretty good or pretty great at the run defense. So I'm pretty much choosing Trevor Lawrence over Derek Carr.
Man, I feel the same way. I'm rocking with T-Law this game. I don't believe in the Saints. I just don't, full disclosure. I think their defense is elite. I'm not sure about the offense. And I think in order to beat the Jags, you're going to have to score when they're on their A game. So I'm going with the Jags tonight.
Hey, man, I got them winning that division, so they need to win some games. But let's get these last words so we can get out of here and go and enjoy this game, man. We're going to start with you, AJ.
Hey, man, fly, Eagles, fly, man. Look, it's been a lot of chirping in the chats this week. It's been a lot of things said, you know, in the media. Ka-kow! We here this week, you know what I'm saying? We are going to be here. This is going to be an exciting game. I want everybody watching national television. I think this is a great opportunity to display who we are as a football team fresh off of an L. You know, You find out a lot about a football team fresh off of a bad loss going up against a great team. And I love the fact that you have an opportunity now to bounce back against a great team instead of trying to bounce back against like the Commanders or the Cowboys or something like that. So fly, Eagles, fly, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what, like, all I got to say. I ain't trying to promote nothing but my birds today. I'm rocking with my squad. And, you know, we're going to be at the crib. We're going to handle business. And then, you know, we're going to see about y'all soon. We're going to be right back here. And we're going to have these conversations again.
J-Mo.
Yeah, man, as always, you know, appreciate y'all for having me. AJ, it's been a pleasure. You know, it's our first time. It's been a pleasure, man, you know, my guy. And, you know, normally when the Eagles got a matchup, they rah, rah, rah. So the fact that they not rah, 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 I feel pretty good, you know. Yeah, they respect us. I mean, we a good team, you know. So, yeah, but it's a Tua thing, shawty. Tubby Tua. Cheaters never win. Cheaters always win. Let's get it.
Well, so we just going to keep going in order. Look, I'm on a bye week, so I can sit back and talk all the trash I want. That's all I got. And also, a new media. We here. Michael Parsons just showed y'all that ESPN can't live without our podcast. R2L, when we say something, what the media do? They run with it. You hear it first, and the next thing you know, they want to talk about it on them letter networks. So the new media here. That's all I'm going to say.
I'll go. There you go, Les. Hey, I just watched the best preseason game I've ever seen in my life last night. I don't know if y'all saw it. The Kings versus the Warriors. Mm. That game was lit. Shout out to Steph Curry. He gave Fox a good move for that game winner. And then they asked Mike Brown. It was like, why you ain't doubling? He said, it's the preseason. I'm going to see what our guys can do, you know. I'm like, yeah, it's cool, you know. And Fox is like, man, he better shoot a three because we better not go to overtime. Like, it's preseason. But I'm so excited about the Kings, man. Woo, they look good last night. They look like they're way better team than the Warriors, and Steph just went crazy. You know, they all played. All except for Draymond didn't play. But it's going to be a good year. You know, I'm excited about next weekend. I know we got the Giants this week, but I'm so excited about next weekend. Next weekend is going to be a great weekend. Number one is Mom Dude's birthday. Her birthday is next Saturday. I will be in town, you know. I'll be in B-More at my sister's house, chilling with the fam, right? And it's crazy because Friday night, the Kings play the Warriors on ESPN, and Sunday we play Philly. So it's like, I'm going to be chilling, no? I can't wait. All right. So I'm gonna be in the chat heavy. I'm gonna be in the house. I ain't gotta do much. You know, the kids will be playing with the aunties and uncles. J-Mo, hey, good luck, man. You know, we got to switch that day, you know. I'm gonna be playing with Caleb and Isaiah. You be playing with Jameer Holland, all right. So I'm just excited about next weekend. Appreciate y'all coming on the show. Appreciate all the members and everybody in the chat. Hashtag swiper MVP. Light the beam. Let's get it.
All right, shout out to everybody that tuned in. Shout out to the guys that came on the show. Shout out to MVP J-Mo. Shout out to AJ, you know, doing his thing with his own podcast that he has outside of the show. Yes, shout out to Tomo for having one of the best debates I've seen with Ty and Fast Cam talking about Muhammad Ali and Floyd Mayweather. You know, all he had to do was relax, but it was funny. We had Ty coming up with the cherry picking prop. You know, so it was actually a good one. And the poll has already been put out already in the Refuse to Lose chat and the Boxer chat and on YouTube. And I don't know if anyone's checked so far, but Muhammad Ali is winning by a landslide. But I want to give a
on a YouTube poll too?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. When I looked at it, it was 80% Ali, 20% Floyd. That's where I looked at it.
Hey, Fast Camp, man. Y'all gotta ready to do part two.
But I wanna I kinda wanna promote my show, you know, because I had my first ever live show yesterday. That was at 5:00. And the crazy thing is, two of the guys that was actually in there play each other on Sunday. Tyreek Hill, who's one of the dogs, and Jalen Hurts, who's in the doghouse. So either we're going to have two dogs, or they're going to stay in the same spot, or they might switch. Who knows what happens on Sunday? All I know is be tuned in for the next time I go live, because that you just saw a glimpse of it. You saw a glimpse of what I'm passionate about, because I want to give a shout out to guys that's doing great, and I want you guys, whoever doing bad, to, you know, get out of that slump. So you guys show me something on Sunday. But I also want to say, make sure you tune in to CTC tonight at 10 o'clock. Carl, who's actually walking some college football games now, I'm pretty sure. He has a show coming up tonight, so make sure you tune into it. Thank everybody for watching. If you didn't watch my show yesterday, go look at it. And Purdy, get out the doghouse and go win on Sunday.
Nah, Dave, you got to change that, man. We got to run that back, man. If you ain't watched the show yesterday.
My guy, you in the doghouse.
All right, y'all. That's all we got for y'all today, and we'll see y'all next episode.
Peace. I knew he was gonna say that.
'Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.